Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now.
Bringing duggers where I go, I'm speaking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted into sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing duggers where I go, I'm speaking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted into sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correct shit, my shit's raw, no protection. This is KRR, bitch, we be worldwide. We ain't going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, bars for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. There's empty his girls, I'm throwing pins, cause horror is losing it. I'm trying to spread the message to more, and it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad through rainstorms, flashing covers, dropping long term. I'm doing nothing, watch me fucking fuck on it. It's like a fucking repercussion. Wickedness of witches, with the wicked shit. We getting wicked, wishes over wishes. How the fuck we be living? Yeah, it's obsolete, man. With the darkness flow, strictly spitting wicked shit for my jug alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a herbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc and Ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang Tsung style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Talking to ride a radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hate me, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We draw no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing doggers where I go, I'm speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing doggers where I go, I'm speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Whoop, whoop, yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Jungle of Rider Radio. I'm your host, Havoc. Co-host Gail Jim joins very shortly. Though my voice is still a little fucked. But either way, I'm here, we're doing this shit. Now, let's see what to give y'all, motherfuckers. I say we go with some motherfucking Real Wolf. And I say we go with the track Ghost. Features William Cooper, Adlib, King Magnetic, and a whole bunch of motherfuckers. I don't even know who the fuck they are, but oh well, here we go.
I guess we're gonna have to thug it out. I guess we're gonna thug it out. Real Wolf. Hey yo, let the wolf. Hey yo, welcome to the underworld. Hey yo, let the wolf loose. The law of attraction, connect my hands to the pump action. Peel metaphors in the most dangerous fashion. Cooper the big bad, real go for tactics. Creep through the underworld with swing gold plate and magnum. New Jerusalem brick, spray painted hieroglyphs. Pineapple cushion, 40 ounce of old English. Moving beyond knowledge in pursuit of wisdom. My mind sound like a prism, hiding symbols in the rhythm.
I'm in the underworld, in another world. My bitch in this tub with another girl. Spit on my bricks, this some yayo. Got a full clip, gang star in the radio. I'm a real wolf, get your meals up. Polaris heel hook, get your limbs up. I came from the streets, they said you never leave. But I'm 30,000 feet up with my feet up.
Polo, Zirolo. Drop up to the team in the holos. From my boy, they say, what I shoot is molos. Yeah, that's what I said, shoot is molos. Yeah, rip it solo, we roll out, we roll out. Drop up to the team in the holos. From my boy, they say, what I shoot is molos. Yeah, that's what I said, shoot is molos. Yeah, rip it solo.
Captain Morgan, it's literally Red Rum. The only MC to out-rap me is a dead one. When a Farrakhan killed, I still out-skill a vet. Real as a gas, sad fans, if they ain't feel me yet. Ever revision,
vision. Need a judge's decision. Same time, my business to ship me to prison. The vision of ripping so close, ripping muscle, skin and bone. Make your block hot like you're hustling in your home.
Do it hard body, John Gotti. Fucking with a long shotty. Hotter than wasabi. Running bitches out of hotel lobbies. Getting money with the coke boy posse. Son of fuck boy posse's. I get fuck boy drunk, please. Keep my flow tight, keep pumping diesel power. My dogs and bitches wanna leech them all the beast devours. Keep for hours with the reefer flower. Play the pound of the sour, they got me higher than a sea of power.
Rollos, me rollos. Drop top, put it in with the holos. From my boy, they say, but I shoot these holos. Yeah, that's what I said, shoot these holos. Yeah, if it's holos, we rollos, we rollos. Drop top, put it in with the holos. From my boy, they say, but I shoot these holos. Yeah, that's what I said, shoot these holos. Yeah, rip it solo.
Coming straight out of New Yiddy. It's official, I'm a problem. We pop quizzing dudes in the crew with me. In silence, I move swiftly and spit in the eyes. You bought collabs with Blue 50 like you visit the box. You ain't a gangster cause you burn throat. I am dog to these rappers, go Morgan Freeman. You journeying through the wormhole. Love or hate me, they respecting the hustle. I got drive, 500 horses of American muscle.
You now bombing them killer tones. Roaring on throw the cones. Solid images shown, turning shit up. You be feeling gone in your room's ruthless. Wake up anyone who's snoozing. This is school music, the tone's gruesome. You see me with real wolf from a dude bougie. We smashing forces of challenges. Surprisingly deadly like Chinese corpse syrup in Panama. We rap fools in the ranks and cats are loose. And they aim to leave you with the news.
Trigger, Swan, and Psych Ward with Every Day.
What you bring it to me? way. I turn a blank page to a mad grave. Who passed away in the grave? I turn your casket to an ashtray. Swinging on my testicles, I come in like a wrecking ball. I step into your vestibule, turn your fruits into a vegetable. Well, I stick up my plug like a fork in a receptacle. I force at a miracle, my voice is identical to no one. My physical Goliath, so fucking biblical. I'm biased to coke snips and dictions. I'm pimping, who's buying the giant? Solving and fixing my fucking clients, providing vivid depictions of violence. Take a picture of you dying, I triumph over these pigeons I'm flying. The science, snipping up fingers with a kitchen appliance.
Every day
Yo, up next, so Six Just Club and number zero of Slipknot, Sid, Planning a Murder.
You're gonna do it again if you just give it some time.
And we are back. And it looks like Destiny with us.
What's up?
Smoking my second cigarette in about 2 days.
It's good. I had one 3 hours ago. Not even that, no. 2 hours ago.
Once the bronchitis is gone, I'll be back to smoking a fucking half and pack and a half. That's a definite.
Damn. Let's see. What does Hulu have on?
Who?
I don't know. It's a... I was looking at Hulu Plus.
Oh, I have that.
What's About a Boy? This show looks interesting. I don't even know. I didn't want to play it. Okay, here we go.
Well, I think since we were on one track with Soul Sick Social Club, here we go with another. Club So Sick.
We interrupt regular scheduled programming to bring you this breaking news. We take you live to Brian Bukkake in the downtown club district.
Thanks, Beef Curtis. There have been reports of a nightclub going up into a full blaze around 1:30 a.m. this morning. This tragic scene has claimed the lives of 200 of the city's biggest nightclub goers.
Just for the ones in the club who get shunned. People on the side, yo, they know they don't belong. Skaters at the bar getting nasty. Chuck at the macabre rock kicks coked out in the stone. So sick, click, yeah, we stabbed our way in. They carved an autograph in the dome man's skin. You buzz, we nuts, situations win-win. It's time to greet the lights with the black celebration.
That's it. Only that's the only thing that you can say. This will have way too many fucking emos as it is.
Hey, I'm not emo.
Shit, if I could, I'd take out, I'd wipe every last fucking emo on the earth. But let's go with some motherfucking Mudvayne.
When passion's lost and all the trust is gone, way too far for way too long. Children crying, cast out and neglected, only in a world so cold, only in a world this cold. Hold the hand of your best friend, look into their eyes, then watch them drift away.
we're back. And the countdown begins. Got 2 months left. Nah, fuck that, a month left. Next
for
month
what?
Is fuck WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
And I get to watch it for free.
Oh, so mean.
Well, shit, anyone who gets the WWE Network, and shit, can pretty much watch it for free, too, because the WWE Network's only $9.99 a month, then I got it. Ain't no way home, Mr. WrestleMania now. Fuck that.
So mean.
The best invention ever is fucking pork rinds.
I just got a weird page. I just got added to a weird page on Facebook.
Why is it weird?
Because there's only 5 people in it. Hey, look, you're one of them.
That doesn't make it weird.
Well, with the name... I'm not usually added to groups with this name.
Yeah, the funny thing is, your ex is in there too.
Which one?
Oh, Travis York.
Oh, my ex-fiance.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, no, please, no. Oh.
Oh, you can blame Anastasia for that one.
Well, of course. Well, it's not like she doesn't flirt with all my exes or anything.
Put me and Ghetto G up in there.
Oh, then why is it only us in there? Why is there nobody else in that group?
I don't know, maybe because she only added people.
Why is there only... Okay, did you stop the description of it? It was like, what the crap, the thing she just posted? I'm like, what the hell? Like, I'm not going to put... Well, I could, but... not of me. I was like, oh my gosh, okay, sexy people of Facebook, okay. She's probably going to, like, share it to a page or something.
I don't know. No, I don't care.
What, are you going to start posting pictures on there, too?
Yeah, Juggalo Rider Radio.
Well, never mind. Yeah, I don't know if she wants those kind of pictures up on there. From what she posted, I don't think so.
Well, let's see. Post some sex pictures up in here. Any type, no pick, no limit.
I don't know. Sounds weird to me.
No, well.
Well, the fact that it has only this certain people in it.
Oh, yeah, it's a closed group. Durr.
Well, the reason it has... No, the reason it has, like, okay, my ex and you two and her. That's it. And she's... Never mind.
Yeah. I don't care.
my pages are successful.
Let's go with KMK. Fire it up. My question is, where the fuck get away?
I don't know.
Oh, well, fuck it. Let's keep going on another trick. That was a brand new corn. Mm-hmm.
Somebody made another Facebook for me.
Who the hell's pretending to be you?
Yeah, right.
I don't know, but I got a message.
Who the hell can pretend
today
to be you?
No, Greg messaged me. Greg messaged me, and he heard, he had messages because the person pretending to be me was telling him to go kill himself.
Oh, that's not very nice of you.
I don't know. Anastasia looks fake to me.
She isn't.
I don't know. I only bring it up because when she added us, I saw along in the little news feed, man, somebody bitching about how she's a fake chick and
fucking
with somebody and shit.
Oh, no, it was Ricky. I want to know why it was him. It's because he was flirting with her while he's with Starletti. And,
yeah, we don't know who the fuck these people are.
Hey, Ricky Brown, he was flirting with her and saying that he loved her. What?
I don't know, I'm just saying. I just want to know if she's real or not, that's all.
She is. basically, Ricky was flirting with her and saying that he loved her, but then yet he was engaged.
We don't know who the fuck
she
is, and we don't give a fuck. Is, but yeah.
Damn it, Havoc, will you just let her speak?
Basically, he was saying he really wasn't with her, with Starletti, when he really was, and he was saying that he loved Anna.
Internet love. Oh, wait, computer love? Do we still got that song on the soundboard?
What, computer love?
Yeah, go to who you thought the other song I asked for
I've
was.
I've actually dated Ricky, so.
Of course you did.
Well, no, like, in person.
Uh-huh.
Like, I know him in person.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I have pictures
now,
of him.
My question is, do you know her in person?
Do I know her in person? Yes. She lived 6 hours from me.
6 hours. Well, Havoc only lives a couple hours away, too.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean me and him know each other in person.
Yeah.
She's seen people take you, try and take me down, but I take them down instead.
Take you down?
What?
Like, in the group home, when I was in foster care.
Wait, what?
In foster care. She knew me while I was in foster care.
What does that have to do with taking down, though?
Yeah, right.
She's seen some of, like, her aunt was my foster parent.
I still have nothing to do with the fucking back about that.
So where did these
her
fights take place?
She's seen her aunt try and take me down.
Her aunt tried to beat you up.
Mm-hmm. Like,
well, that's a great foster parent.
Angry. I have anger issues.
No, I would have never guessed.
Well, I'm back from the dead.
You're back from the dead? And realize you died.
Alright, hold on.
Man, I was dying this entire time. I just muted myself.
I heard you talking.
Hello?
Hello?
Why are you saying hello? You're
yeah,
here.
Right?
But I would like to say that I do believe that we found all sensitive chats kryptonite.
Yeah, the emos.
No. Things about young people. Age is their kryptonite. Because I posted this picture in there, and then this person obviously stole it off me, and then he posted it in there, and it went fucking nuts. and then the little one, you know, the little one, jailbait, told me that my picture was insulting. And I said truth. I don't know. I guess she thought I was going to sit there and fight with
really,
her.
Really, Abby?
Yes. But then I was reading what she was saying along with the other people that were commenting on the picture. Do post the same picture. And everybody's flipping out and shit. But the main reason the picture was posted was because, you know, young girls are talking about how they want a man, you know, to do this, do that, do blah, 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 when you should focus on your education and whatnot, and not dress like a hoe, be sucking dick every day, is pretty much the premise of the fucking picture. But they took it as, like, all we're saying is that they should go do their homework. But, you know, that's not the point at all.
Man, I don't know what to say with that chat anymore.
I'm just saying, that dude got his picture deleted. But my one's still up there, same picture. Fucking hilarious. They get pissed off about young people jokes.
Ew, Abby, she tried to tell you. You're worse than them.
The hell? Worse than who?
You know, she was farting. And I said she's worse than you, Abby.
Man, not worse than Abby.
Man, ain't nobody worse than me.
Right here. She says, hold on, and then she farts. And then she goes, like, she can't go in her room and fart.
Hell no, man. She wants you to smell it.
Hold on, I gotta go use the bathroom.
Havoc's already using the bathroom.
Potty break.
One goes to the bathroom, the other one goes.
The difference is I wash my hands.
Yeah, that's a big difference. That's a good difference.
I'm like him. I have good hygiene.
Hey, I got good hygiene.
Abby, hold on.
Hold on. Occupied. I think it's funny that a kid probably saw her go in there and then she walked up to the door anyway.
Yeah, probably.
Like, let me in. I got a shit.
No, I
can't
bathroom and pee. That's what it is.
Like, let me in. Wow.
Abby, come clean your bathroom and brush your teeth for bed.
What the hell do you mean, clean the bathroom?
Yeah, why the fuck is
she
clean
the showered bathroom? And because she showered and she has stuff all over the floor in here.
Like what?
Like towels and clothes.
Oh, I was about to say, what the fuck's all over the floor? I thought you said she took a shower.
You mean make a shower?
How do you make a shower?
Yeah, right.
Don't even want to know.
Well, get on with a good note. I actually got that track uploaded now.
Let's play for all the lovers on the internet, like Destiny.
Hush.
Got mail.
Today I got a message from a girl. She said she's 17. I felt so wrong. I replied, stop talking to me. Then she wrote again, hit me on my IM. Where the hell you get my screen name, you chicken head? She told me that she's down and looking on a forum. Her and all her friends thought that I'd be down for whoring. Cause all these little girls be hitting me up. I'm on MySpace and Facebook and yeah ho, I like to fuck. But you're too young. Wait, do you have an older sister? You do? Great. Have her email me her picture. All type of girls sending pics to my inbox. Look, here's another one. All she's wearing is her lip gloss. So I wrote back, baby, what you wanna do? You're looking pretty, and I'm pretty sure I'm in your city soon. Then I got her number, texted every now and then. And when I'm in her town, we get down, she even gives me head. That's how it happens, and it happens every other day. So many people online trying to get laid. So fuck the bar, I'm going back to my computer to chat with someone fine who in time will let me do her.
I'm logging on and signing in. I'm trying to find a sexy friend.
I
check my email, flip on my webcam and look at her all day. So many people online, that's why I'm online trying to find mine.
Don't be jealous, but I've been chatting online with babes all day.
We
living in the future. Booty calls on the computer. Horny girls who want a photo sharing. Flashing naked hooters. Internet recruiters. Looking for a suitor. Want to meet me in real life and ride me like a scooter. Thank you for the message, but you're way too aggressive. I'm a married man. Lady, why can't you respect it? Texting me too much about how wonderful your sex is. And can you be on the guest list? Next time that I'm in Texas. But that depends only if you bring a friend. It ain't cheating. Two girls, same time. Canceling the end. Pimping online. She's only kind of fine. Damn, MySpace pics fucking trick me every time. Yahoo Messenger webcam shows. Every chat room that I go got the same damn hoes. Update your mood. Careful who you talking to, cause sometimes that fine girl is really just a fucking dude.
Computer, I'm logging on, inside it is. I'm trying to find a sexy friend. Computer, I check my emails, lip on my webcam, and look at her all day. Computer, so many people online, that's why I'm online, trying to find time. Computer, don't be jealous, but I've been shining online with babes all day.
Nowadays, everybody's on the internet. MySpace, Facebook, anything to get some sex. Computer love, message me or send a text. Come join the club, baby, maybe you can be next. Nowadays, everybody's on the internet. MySpace, Facebook, anything to get some sex. Computer love, message me or send a text. Come join the club, baby, maybe you can be next.
Computer love. Computer. Love. Computer. Love.
And we're back.
Yeah. Damn song is so true.
It really is.
Huh? It goes back to her brother or whatever hitting on that dude.
Hi, whoever you are.
I bad little 9-year-old kid that don't ever go to bed.
I know, she doesn't ever go to bed. I swear. You know how bad that is for me? It makes me so mad because I have to deal with her during the day too. And I'm not even her mom.
Give her a nice big bear hug till she passes out.
No. She said,
or just, you know, tape her to the wall.
Man, that's not going to make her go to sleep.
Well, then, I don't know.
You have to laugh at what Travis told her about the boogeyman when he was little.
Who the hell was Travis?
You already know it's... Abby, you already know the story.
Hey, why do we...
Go to bed!
All right, put on your pretend you care face.
Okay, so now Travis told her that when he was little,
interesting,
his stepdad to get him to go to
you
bed.
You don't say.
The boogeyman would come off the train that he would
really?
By his house if he didn't go to bed, and he'd kill him.
Why is there a train in your house?
Bye. We have a train that passes by our house.
Man, that gotta suck.
Actually, it's pretty quiet. Just shakes the house a little bit.
Oh, you got one of them houses. Fuck that.
It's old. It's older than me.
I'd be damn to live in a house like that, man. Shit.
Hell yeah.
I'd never be asleep.
There's you only get like two that pass by at night.
I think what you should do is, man, get your money back from Hedger Gear and then use that money to get yourself a poster of Yaya and Riddles.
Man, that's $25 man.
Yeah, and how much did you spend on that stuff on Hedger Gear?
Well, half of it was fucking shipping. But about $27.
So, there you go.
But, like, it really was things that I didn't even really need. So, like, if I was to cancel it, it wouldn't really hurt me any. You know what I'm saying? I only ordered something because, you know, it was 25% off. And now these dickheads are fucking around with my orders, so. If they don't come tomorrow, man. They done. They don't get modern fucking money.
Like I said, man, just spend that shit up on
Abby bed.
Damn it, Abby, go to bed before we, I don't know, feed you some fucking.
Does that kid know what bed is? She kind
probably
of
not.
Like my dog. My dog has no idea what's going on.
She's worse than your dog.
I see this.
Well, there you go. Here's what you do. Slip a couple roofies into her fucking drink.
What the hell? You're telling her to roof your fucking... What is she to you? Niece. Child.
My cousin.
Little monster that lives in your house.
Abby.
Her cousin.
Book away now. Give me the book.
Man, just let her read the fucking book, man. What the hell are you doing?
Oh, it's my key! You should have known not to grab it 2 minutes before bed.
Man, she was just fine and all quiet and shit.
She is really nice, but...
All right.
Taking away my Beemore... Abby?
Hey, Abby,
go
here's an idea.
Go sit down and go to bed.
Yeah, that's still going to work. Wait, no, Abby, I got a better idea. Why don't you put Destiny to bed and see how well that
Abby,
works?
I'm just going to hug you.
No.
Yes.
Finish. First.
Man, at her age, man, that's called something different.
I'll give you
a hug. I'll give you a hug when you're in bed for the night.
Now you're going to hug her in the bed.
Yeah, right.
Nobody wants a hug from you.
Who doesn't want a hug from who?
Nobody wants a hug from you.
Man, everybody wants a hug from me.
Maybe your imaginary friends.
No, they don't hug me, though. They always tell me to fuck off.
Yeah, sounds about right. Let's go to track.
Why?
Sounds like a good idea.
It's better than hearing that fucking whiny little brat over there screaming his head off.
Fine, we'll play a song by Lil White and Frasier Boy.
Let me get the Lil White.
Featuring Gangsta Boo. About to be a fight.
Oh, hell yeah, here we go. All you had to do is a bunch of Gangsta Boo.
It's about to be a fight in the club.
Club with a bad bitch. Fine. Nigga acting hard, launching, talking cash shit. Pussy. It ain't number one, these niggas still get blasted.
None.
Snatched up at the club, now ain't sleeping in a cask.
Gone.
You don't want that, cause I guarantee you I'm with
I'm
it.
With
that street shit, I live
it.
If you talking cash, I get it.
I ain't
gonna say shit, I'ma show a nigga who to play with.
Yeah.
Get a fuck boy with that K, bitch. It's a permanent vacation. No time he playing game. Fight for a nigga, fuck beat.
Real
nigga, I'm from the streets. Ain't that one you niggas gon' fuck with me?
Damn, one.
Frasier Biller hitting first, beat a nigga down.
Real.
All my niggas with the shit, so don't
it's
come
to
around.
Be a-
No.
fucking bitches. If they jump, I'ma pop them. Double shirt on, so I'm feeling real dark. Got pistols in the club, got pistols in the car. I'm a killer, but I will fuck you up. Lesbian kitty, play pussy, get fucked.
It's about to be a fight in this club. Call my dogs and told them let's go hit Bill Street and get fucking senseless. I can't taste this crowd, I can't feel my face, I can't see my hands, I can't smell this OG white kush, and I can't hear the band. So I can give a motherfucker about what you do. We roll in the club and set up shop, fire up the loud, gather some hoes, pull out the molly, fuck the cop, fuck your side, bitch we run it, always have and always will. Seen your girl over here on that bullshit, I'm sitting that bitch back on the pill. I got dudes with me, shooters with me, booze with me, I got all the above. My crew will snatch up, we don't give a fuck. Little white, I'm filled with the shit. Tear the club up before I leave. I'm drunk as hell and I'm high as fuck. That's how we do it here in Santa Fe.
And we're back.
Yeah.
And she's in bed.
I go to bed off. I go to bed off a track like that.
Yeah, right.
Well, she doesn't.
Makes you want to fucking kill somebody.
She didn't listen to it.
But yeah, that's off the newest track the newest CD that I saw that they put out last month, Lil White and Frasier Boy.
I said you went to bed, Abby. So go to sleep.
Yeah, she went to bed and then she heard the microwave. It's like fuck you.
What the hell?
I said I'm at the microwave, Abby.
Jeez, man. Man, need to do something about that. Put like a giant sticky trap on at the foot of her bed there, so when she gets up, oh, she's just stuck.
Or a giant VS5 trap.
What the? Where the fuck are you gonna get one of them?
I don't know.
What the hell?
I've taken the light bulb out of her room before.
What the hell does that do?
Yeah, right.
Like, so she can't, like, she can't do anything.
What? Did you say she can't
get up and do anything?
Why can't she get up?
Because she can't see without her light.
Man, I'm pretty sure she can feel that on the floor.
That's why we have. That's why we have more senses.
Yeah, right. Smell.
We can't always just rely on seeing things.
What's reading you do?
You just said she couldn't do anything. Is that the only thing she's able to do? She can't do anything else? She could just read. That's it. Well, at least that's a good thing.
That's all she usually does.
At least she could read. Maybe she could teach them people in all Juggalo shed how to read.
Yeah, and write.
And write, yeah.
She's good at reading, actually. For a 9-year-old.
I'm still trying to figure out why the fuck you take her damn light bulb.
So she doesn't get up and do anything.
Come on, man. You go in and out of your room and shit all day long for the longest time. And by now, you got to know the layout of your room. You know?
Yeah, right.
With all the toys that she puts on her floor.
Man, chances are you're just going to go anyway, man. Fucking just step on them. Fuck it.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. It's not that hard to walk around in the dark, man, is all I'm saying.
With all the little toys that she has on her floor, yeah.
Man, my big ass step on them, then they break, man, and that's that. Man, you know.
Yeah, that's you.
It'll probably hurt, but, you know, whatever. Shouldn't be on the fucking floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that one, you know, she can just fucking kick her toys and the man hits a wall. She goes right there, it's a wall.
Well.
So, either way.
Maybe we should be teaching Destiny these things.
Yeah,
maybe
right.
Maybe she's the one that can't see in the dark.
No, I'm not sure what.
She's like,
no, here's the thing. So basically, for me, I never had toys when I was little. So I
okay, this has nothing to do with lights, though, man. Mama, why we ain't got no lights? Anyway, you were an orphan, you had no toys, and...
Yeah, I didn't really have anything to have to talk about.
And your real name is Annie, not Destiny.
And you always sing that same fucking song over and over again. The light will be out tomorrow.
Okay, so I posted on Facebook the whole, like, which color do you give me? The whole red, like, I want me blue, I miss you thing.
I have no idea.
So,
I don't know.
What gang color are you?
None. I'm not in a gang.
You talking about, man, red or blue, nigga?
You didn't let me finish. And
fucking
then there's, like,
eyes.
The black, I hate you, orange, I like you. Okay, basically.
What are we, in third grade?
One of my friends said blue for he misses me, and then yellow for I'm unique. And I said, you don't miss me. You miss my cooking. And he's like, that is so true. I don't miss you. I miss your cooking. That's fucked
well,
up.
That's one good thing about Destiny. She can cook. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I can fucking... No, I can more than cook. I am like a chef. Okay? I'm like...
Well, what do you think chefs do?
No, listen. Like, no, I'm like... Never mind.
I don't understand. How else can you explain it besides you cook?
I'm a blonde.
I mean, come on, that's what a chef does. A chef cooks. I mean,
what other
on.
Special tricks do they do?
You don't want to know what other kind of tricks chefs do.
What kind of tricks come with your trade?
Yeah, juggling, fire breathing.
Juggling of the balls.
No.
While she makes a pizza.
Hey, there you go. She juggles the pizza.
No, that doesn't have anything to do with juggling.
What the hell do you do?
Yeah.
Only certain people get to find that out.
What are the, do they end up in the oven?
No.
Yes.
No. Well,
do they become the tasty treat?
On what you're calling an oven.
Man, this girl is always so perverted, man. I thought I was perverted.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
You should hear the conversations between me and my aunt.
You and your aunt? The hell?
No, not like that. Not like that. Like, me and her will talk about her boyfriend and other guys.
What,
like,
the fuck?
Tatum and, like...
So what, your aunt, her boyfriend?
So do you talk about your aunt taking it in the ass?
My aunt doesn't do that. She says it hurts too much.
Does she do ass to mouth?
Jasmine Moon, who is that?
Some random person you just said.
Like, it's a fake profile.
How do you know it's fake?
Because it was started today, and there are no real pictures on it except for
what?
Unicorns.
They just joined Facebook today?
They're, the only pictures are of unicorns that are, like,
unicorns
pretty freaking, no, there's some interesting-looking unicorns. And their cover picture is a desktop.
But Charlie...
So apparently, Ghetto, you have a fake profile. If you just started your Facebook today, and you have unicorns on there.
Man, that ain't me.
And it says to all juggalo and let, please add me, whoop whoop. But yet there's
oh,
like.
Oh, it's definitely me. That's definitely me.
There's
so you
like,
should probably add that profile.
And there's like, okay, yes, they may have a ton of friends on Facebook. Oh, wait, no. Maybe, no, hold on. What the hell? What just happened? I just wanted to click on their friends to see who they're friends with, and it went to my news feed. Why are you doing that?
They have no friends.
Well, it says that they do.
Well, they're lying.
I'm friends with a couple of those people. They're friends with my boyfriend on Facebook. Already? But... Hell.
I want that person to be my friend.
Sure you do, Ghetto.
So at a later point in time, they could delete me.
There, do you want me to tag you on their Facebook?
Yes,
tell them,
don't tag me, tell them, just, you know, suggest me as a friend.
How do I do the suggest as a friend?
Oh, God.
Well, isn't it a new profile? You add the person, and it says suggest to a friend.
I'm on my phone.
It should say that there, too.
It doesn't say it on my phone, because I'm on the app.
Oh, the fucking app.
Listen here, Michael Cole. Fuck your ass.
They can't even type highlight.
Why do they have to type highlight?
They put Juggalo high, but they didn't even spell highlight.
Well, what did they spell?
They put high GH. Or GTN.
I guess they're clever, huh? Using high as in, I'm so high right now.
It's Jasmine Moon.
Jasmine Moon, huh?
Yep.
You know how many Jasmine Moons there are? Well,
apparently a lot.
It's the one with the unicorn as a friend. That has the unicorn profile picture.
No, I don't see that either.
Okay, they're from Massachusetts, Juggalo University murder. Okay, go to my freaking friends list.
Man, it's havoc, dude. Massachusetts? Things are getting suspicious now.
Yeah, okay, guess what? Now it's taken down. Yep.
You mean it's taken down?
Yeah, well, I want to know what? The account was just deleted. The hell?
Well, that unicorn didn't want to... exist for very long.
Yeah, right.
My high is run off, man. No hunger there. Bye bye, unicorn.
Okay. That was weird. What the hell?
See that? Unicorns don't fucking exist.
Yeah.
I'm a unicorn.
You say you have one?
No, I am a unicorn.
You're a unicorn? That explains the damn horn in the middle of your fucking head.
No, really. Ask my friend John. I even fart rainbows like he does. He's a unicorn, too.
Yeah, it's probably not a good thing. You might want to see your doctor. Unless there's a fucking pot of gold at the end of it, man.
You know, I did this track. Please fit.
Oh, great. Oh, this fucking rainbow pot of gold shit. Now we gotta listen to Irish music. Wonderful.
Yeah, no, not yet. But, welcome to Strangeland.
I've landed. But which way now to go? Cause in Strangeland everything goes up vertical above the clouds I flow. How I got here, I don't really know. I remember like the Alamo. But it gives me direction on this journey. It's Christmas Calico.
Now here is a beautiful world for you to enter. You can hear how we kill everyone. We're helter-skelter on the sphere that is fearing us. Spear suckers and helter-but. Sear stroke of geniuses. We appeared out the penis.
We just them lost boys like we sons of Donald Sutherland. We done struggling. We forced our way in, forced to weigh in. The big swinging cock, the rap bar and being rock. We've been seeing lots of cats copying you, not them G.O.D.s, and we can bless you like we was the pastor.
Okay.
We passed you long ago, you concentrate on rapping faster.
Okay.
This is the temple of making it look simple to y'all. I wasn't really into rap or into rap, cause I seen too many flaws. Why the fall of strange land go up? Filled with dreams of caribou loot. Be a cup and toast, how they blow up. Our team captain is you, Nina. I'm the first lieutenant. Enjoy your visit, this is strange land. Let you invent it.
This is for everyone around the world, the women, men, the boys and girls are welcome. And it don't matter what you listen to, we got all the places for you, so welcome. I'd like to welcome you if you're nothing, you're overdue. Take a quick peek and overview, let the strangers take over you. We'd like to welcome you if you're nothing, you're overdue. Take a quick peek and overview, let the strangers take over you.
Wow. Juggalos, cottonmouth kings and queens, gangbangers, metalheads, and the college kids, and everything in between. They love when Tech's spitting. No, he's the best ripping. Blessed is when all of these titles can equal technician. So let's get into some wreck from Tech's vision. Complex, rich, and script thorough and sex driven. Behold us, we've had it so rough. So what's the slogan? We have a strange land. It goes up. When I ask you what goes up, man, if it's all good, then you say that it goes. Man, if it's no, you simply just say that it don't. Then I'ma let when you fold. That's when they hit the flow. If you hating in my land, we can throw. But I prefer a drinking blue that's cold. Then hit the vertical path and get on these hoes. I love it. Eep, op, ork, ah, ah. Even if you're brand new, come meet, shock your fascia. And I'm looking for the girls with them deep bras, more tatas. On the vertical, then get horizontal, then I'ma beat up your na-na.
This is for everyone around the world, the women, men, the boys and girls are welcome. And it don't matter what you listen to, we got all the places for you, so welcome. I'd like to welcome you if you're nothing, you're overdue. Take a quick peek and overview, let the strangers take over you. We'd like to welcome you if you're nothing, you're overdue. Take a quick peek and overview, let the strangers take over you.
And we're back.
I don't think you're loud enough. Crunch louder.
There, not loud enough for you.
No, louder. Man, quit taking tips off of Destiny, man, crunching on the phone.
We already had that conversation.
Were you on the phone crunching earlier?
No, we had it on Facebook.
Oh yeah. When I commented on your status, calling you a bitch and telling you to bring back a Faygo, and I was expecting your boyfriend to say something.
He's at a concert. He was at a concert.
Oh. I was just saying that because for the fact that I
he
called you a bitch.
He went and saw Twisted Insane at 3-6 Mafia.
He went to go see 3-6 Mafia and Whitney Payton.
Yeah, I know. I'm friends with her on Facebook now, finally. My brother... No, he got a picture with Twisted Insane.
So, we have a fucking autograph poster.
No, she said Twisted Insane.
But hey, we have Whitney Payton. So much better.
Yeah. Twisted Insane, I don't know about that, man. He's all right in the song with, you know, Tech N9ne and all that.
Yeah. Other than that, no.
Yeah, because What's-His-Face came here and made us listen to a few tracks by him. You know, the weird guy with the weird anime pictures that he posts up all the time.
Who?
I almost forgot my Justin Jake.
What the fuck is his name on Facebook?
Man, I just call him Ryu.
How do you say that name?
Ryu's Aiki. No, I don't fucking know. Ryu's key? Maybe.
Yeah. Speaking
Ryo-ti?
Of which,
I don't know.
Just like Coyote.
No.
I wonder if his girlfriend's still on my page. It's a good question. The fuck was her name?
I don't know.
That girl's quite ugly.
Who?
This dude's girlfriend.
Man, you're so friends with her. The fuck's mad with you?
Oh, she's still there?
I don't know, fucking... All I know is I blocked his girl a long time ago.
Man, you blocked a lot of people. You mainly blocked all the people you used to talk to.
Including Chris.
Like Chris and Boone. And,
That's funny. I heard you were constipated, but not anymore, right?
Man, she must be looking at that spider picture. Yeah, fuck that.
What the hell is that cat sniffing?
Crack.
I'm watching it. Oh, it's a foot.
Oh, it's a foot? So, it's just a random foot there and a cat is smelling it?
Cat is smelling a foot.
Sorry, it's determined. This guy is determined to find something.
What the fuck?
They are determined as hell. Look at this shit.
Man, it looks like Winnie Payton's fucking shit got fucking tore up by the police.
That was like a day or two ago.
Man, I'm just now seeing this shit.
Well, let it be on top of your shit.
Been out here 38 hours.
She got pulled over because there's a bunch of black guys and a random white girl.
I believe it. Unfortunately for Destiny, it's the opposite. It's a bunch of white chicks and one black dude, and then they get pulled over.
Who the hell is the random black dude?
Fuck if I know.
I don't understand.
I hate it when I get a message saying you're beautiful or something, dude. Have you visited my profile and seen I have a boyfriend?
That's what Havoc thinks of that.
Sure. Okay, what kind of name is that?
I think I should just be an asshole and messenger and be like, what up, baby?
Me?
And I should be like, I have a boyfriend. I'll be like, I know.
I think you should totally do it.
Like, I saw him comment on your status. Why the fuck are you talking to him?
No, he has my passwords and stuff, so he'd probably comment. But he'd probably, like, say something.
Why the fuck do people give out their passwords to people that they're dating?
Wait, hold on. Your boyfriend has your password?
Uh-huh.
So if I messaged you and said that, then I'd be talking to him, and that'd just be weird. But it would be fucking funny because, you know, you could tell when it's, you know, a boyfriend talking back to you because then they become angry.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out why he has your password.
Yeah, it's a bit strange.
It says, pussy, when you and write your face looks like this and it shows a donut with glaze all over it.
No, Ghetto. It's strange and pure stupidity.
Yeah. How else are you supposed to get new photos without your boyfriend and girlfriend knowing? No, I'm just kidding.
I have cake. I have texting. Come on now.
Oh, so that's how she gets the photos without him knowing. She's like, fuck that Facebook, man. I got that cell phone.
Hey, you gotta have porn on your phone.
Man, I'm mad of, like, people you talk to on the internet, man. I'm not talking about just porn anybody can get.
Well, you know what? I used to. I'd say, hey, dude, I'll send you a picture if you send me one. They'd send me one, and I never sent them a picture back.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes.
Yep.
It was fun, okay? And then I just gave them to...
You know, Ghetto, I gotta say, it's funny how she completely avoided the question.
What?
She answered it. What are you talking about?
No. I'm saying, you know, when we asked her why he has her password.
Okay, why does he have your password?
Because I trust him.
Because you trust him. What happens if he's on there, you know, just messaging everybody on your shit?
Yeah, right.
Why, well, like, I don't care what he's going to say. It's not like he's going to say something bad.
How you know?
See, that's the stupidest thing anybody can do in a relationship. You can trust a person all you want. I don't give a fuck, but you ain't getting my password for anything. Fuck out of here.
Well, there's that, and then there's the people that make combined profiles.
Yeah, that too.
Why the hell am I getting so many friend requests?
I don't know. Why do any of them people in All Juggalos Chat get friend requests? You fucking tell me.
I'm not on All Juggalos Chat.
Hey, I'm just saying. You see them bitches in there?
Man, having them ugly as fuck.
You see that bitch in there with buck ass teeth, man, butch haircut and shit, people say she beautiful. Fucking Jabba the Hutt with fucking snake on her chest, man. Fucking beautiful. I love you. I can't even get a goddamn like on my picture.
Yeah, right.
Shit.
Hold on, I gotta shit. I'm happy.
Seems to go check on her. Man, she's asleep. Leave her alone.
Yeah, that would be dead.
Unless she's like face down in the water, man. You ain't gonna check on her.
Go to bed, Abby.
Dude, look what you did.
She was in the. Okay, she was in the bathroom drawing.
Drawing on what?
Okay,
drawing
so
on the fucking wall, man. Drawing unicorns.
And she put on makeup, too. Go to bed, Abby.
Read it. Don't read
it. And they're smoking a crack rock, drawing unicorns on the wall.
That's gross, Abby.
And make...
That's gross. She's in the freaking door.
Got your arms up.
Go to bed, Abby. Do you want to meet me? Go to bed.
You want a what?
Do you want the mean me?
The mean you? This isn't the mean you?
Go to bed. Stop, Abby. Bed, now.
That damn kid sounds like a dolphin.
Yeah, right.
I'm freaking you out. Go to bed.
Tell
her to go to bed.
No, that was the nice me.
Tell Flipper go to bed or no fish in the morning.
Tell her that or you're going to stab her in a blowhole.
That means no TV, no computer, no DS.
Oh, no, no computer.
That's what I said, no computer, no TV.
Man, you put that bitch in the corner.
Yeah, what a cork in a blowhole.
Man, if it was up to me, man, I'd put the fucking kid in a cage.
Man, if it was up to me, I'd put the kid in a cage with a fucking wolf.
You saying a wolf?
In a cage with a wolf.
What the hell?
What the hell? No, I don't know what I found.
That sounds like a Shakira video.
I found marshmallows in the bathroom.
But why the fuck are you back in the bathroom for?
Wait, what did you find in the bathroom?
Marshmallows.
Those were marshmallows.
Yeah, they are. You can put them in your cocoa. There are ones that you put in your cocoa.
Yeah, you
that
can put something
like...
in your cocoa.
Oh, hush.
Yeah, keep it on a hush while I warm up your cocoa.
That's a better idea.
That's a good idea.
No, I got a good idea.
Did she just agree to that?
Yes, she did.
I said I got a good idea.
Well, I thought that was a pretty damn good idea myself.
No, not that.
Well, you agreed to it.
Notice how she didn't say no, though. But anyway.
Exactly
no,
right.
I'm taking the marshmallows. I took a candle and the marshmallows and a fork and my lighter. And I'm going to, like, roast marshmallows over my... Oh, my cigarettes are all soggy. Oh.
There you go. That's what you can do. You can take some marshmallows, melt them, and stick them between the door. I'm pretty sure that doesn't keep Abby in her room.
How's that gonna keep anybody in a room?
It goes, man. But like by the time you know it hardens, the only way out of that room is to eat the marshmallows.
Sure, we'll just agree with you. Okay, yeah. Put marshmallows in the door, and that'll keep them. Don't ask questions, just do it. Just don't take a smoke bomb and put it in a small apartment.
You know, since we get telling her to hush, yeah, here you go, Stevie Stone, Brother Chung, if I'm correct, Calhoun, hush.
Yeah.
Say, she say,
we're back. Man, like, that's what, yo, like, I keep getting that fucking cut down that fucking nut on that track because, didn't even mention them.
Yeah, the CD does not say that he's there.
Yeah, but he is. So it's, you know, hard to remember that he's a part of that track.
It says featuring Brother Lynch Hung. And then Cut Calhoun came on. What the
hell? Yeah, it's like, what the fuck?
Always fucking up over there, forgetting somebody.
It's all Destiny's fault.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, everything's always my fault.
Usually.
And I swear this fucking all juggles chat to be torted.
How many times are you going to say that, man? We know.
No, man, some new fucking pose up. What would you name your penis if it had to be a movie title?
Wow.
No.
I still know what you did last summer.
Halloween.
The Fast and the Furious. Tokyo Drift.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, shit. Blow.
Like, what the fuck?
Wow, is it weird that one of my best friends and my brother just got together?
Your best friend and your brother are fucking?
Well, he's my street brother and she's, like, one of my best
friends. Is this the one that he... dresses up like a girl. Is that a yes?
No. It's a no. No.
So why is he with your best friend?
Yeah, right?
This is my street brother.
What the hell does that mean?
What the fuck is a street brother?
Does he live on the street?
Mm-mm.
What the hell is your street brother?
Like my my hood brother.
Your hood brother?
I don't know how to explain it. Okay, I have my blood brother, like my blood family, like, and then I have like my friends that are like my family. He's like my little brother.
He's your friend.
No, he's like, well, he's my friend, but he's my brother. He's my street bro, is what we call each other. It's what we do out there.
Is he black?
No, he's white.
And that doesn't make any sense.
How does it not make sense?
Because it's a white kid. Ain't nothing good about white people.
White people come from a hood.
They come from poor areas. They don't live like gangsters.
He does.
Well, he's a moron.
No, that's just West Valley.
That's who?
It's just West Valley, the area.
I'm just saying, I don't understand why white people try to be all, you know, oh, black. I'm so hard, I'm from the hood, I do this and that. Like, shit, man, I call myself Ghetto G, but I don't try to be all black and shit. Like,
yeah, right.
And then people have a problem with my name being ghetto and not being from the ghetto. It's the fucking name. So does that make Havoc my street brother?
No.
I guess so.
Well, I mean, if he's like your, if he's a brother to you.
Well, Facebook says he's my brother.
Yeah. Facebook says it.
So it gotta be true. So what would that have made Chris?
That would have been, I don't even know.
The redheaded stepchild.
Probably.
He'd be the street gangster. With the hot girls.
Oh, man.
More like the hood reds. Let the demon out. We are talking to the spirit and son of destiny. Please release your inner street brother. That was not your inner street brother. That was more like a nuke. Man, he needs a gas mask.
That too.
He just dropped a bomb over there.
What are you saying? Really? You hit her street, brother.
All the people on the street felt that. They're like, damn, bro. What the fuck was that, huh?
No, that's how my brother talks, seriously.
Oh, God, no. That's the type of people you punch in the face.
He's like,
or you just laugh hysterically in their face while they do. Because you have no idea what they're saying. Like back in high school, black people used to call me B. I was like, the fuck are you talking about?
That was a good fight.
What the fuck you calling me B for?
I'm back from being dead again.
I don't even realize that you disappeared.
You know what? Speaking of gangsta here with the hot girls. There we go.
I'm sure.
Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Too hot in the area, falling from hysteria. I don't wanna marry her, I just wanna. Gangsta here with the hot girls, y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls, y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls, y'all know who I be.
Texas. I got heat, packing her cheeks. I don't need to beat my meat. I got time to stop and eat. Honey, suckle, suckle, sweet. Gangsta here, with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here, with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here, with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Whoa, spinning my yo-yo. Both of you, I'm fucking in stereo. Out of space, talking Pluto. Girls know where they wanna go. Gangsta here, with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here, with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here, with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. A lot of them know I'm fly. All these bitches getting high. All I'm, they on my dick. Cause I'm so slick. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girl. Y'all know who I be. Devil's nightmare, bitch. Howdy.
And we're back.
Damn, I didn't know you had your street brother on the show.
Yeah, man, you're like, I just thought he'd be able to show our street brother some love.
If he was here, he would say, "Eh, whatever."
That's definitely one ugly bitch.
What?
That's no way to talk about Destiny.
Hey.
Man, I'm talking about that fucking buck-tooth fucking looking bitch. With the bushy-ass eyebrows.
Man, he had to go and find the picture that I was talking about like an hour ago.
Actually, no, I went to the fucking group and I just saw that. That's in. Damn, she ugly. She's got like fucking man brows and shit like that.
What is that, like the top thing now?
And the fact the motherfuckers are calling her fucking beautiful shit.
Like, yeah. I had to grab my puke bucket.
I'm sorry, but you ugly as fuck, bitch.
So, now what the hell do you watch today since ICB Theater is over?
Fuck if I know. But I'm going to go pass out for work.
Well, that's exciting.
And my uncle finally go back now. Been off for 4 days.
Yeah, may as well go back while you're still sick.
Man, they don't give a fuck. But get off with this.
She do it for the likes, do it for the likes. If she do it for the likes, do it for the likes.